There's a little extra excitement around here this morning because we are announcing our next selection for the Morning Edition Book Club.
Just a reminder how this works. We ask a well-known writer to pick a book he or she loved. Everybody reads it. You send us questions. And then we bring the author on the air to discuss that book.
Okay, so for this round, we asked novelist Gillian Flynn to make our selection. She's the author of the acclaimed bestseller Gone Girl. Flynn's selection is a new novel by one of her favorite authors.
I picked Kate Atkinson's A God in Ruins.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a story about life and how do we, particularly for those who are in World War II, how do you put yourself together? How does society put itself together after something like that?
A God in Ruins spans World War II and the period after. It is set in Great Britain, and the main character is Teddy, a fighter pilot in Britain's Royal Air Force, the RAF.
And it's set in different stages of his life, and some pieces of it are told through his daughter's story as she is on a commune in the 70s with her not particularly taking good care of her children.
Mm-hmm.
And then some are told for the grandchildren's eyesight. And it's the story of a life.
A life very affected by war.
A life very affected by war, yes. And I just love any book by Kate Atkinson. I think she's one of our great writers who writing in English today. She just has such a vast humanity for her characters, this incredible empathy that even the characters that are sort of designed to drive you slightly insane, you get to burrow underneath the skin and find out what's really driving them and the insecurities and the secrets. And she's one of those writers who really can make you weep on one page and laugh on the next.
Is that an important part of her writing and writing in general?
I think it's an important part of her writing. It's certainly something that I've always noticed about her writing from, you know, when I started reading her when she was writing mysteries and I don't think I could ever write like Kate. I'd like to try, but my unlikable characters are just fairly unlikable.
You're saying you don't capture the nuance that she does.
Yeah. I'm not always as interested in redeeming them as she does. She does this wonderful thing for her. She makes it very hard for you to solely dislike a character, even when they're doing very, very bad things.
This is the second book we're reading in our new book club. What do you think makes a good book club and a good book club conversation?
Oh, for me, you know, a good book club is selecting the right book that makes people interested in talking about it. You know, I think this lovely book by Kate, God in Ruins, is a very nice book club book. It has a multitude of characters that I think people are going to have certain very different opinions on. And that sort of aspect of the large family, the all different generations, I think people are going to find them very interesting to dissect.
Well, I'm excited to dig into this book. I hope many of our listeners are as well. It's called A God in Ruins by Kate Atkinson. And the recommendation for it comes from Gillian Flynn. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, Gillian.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right, get to it. We all have our assignment. Gillian Flynn's pick for this round of the Morning Edition Book Club is A God in Ruins by Kate Atkinson. It is just out today. Now, at npr.org, you can find a printable reading guide, and you can learn how to share your thoughts and questions with our virtual book group. We'll put a few of your questions to Kate Atkinson when she talks to Morning Edition about her book, A God in Ruins, in mid-June.